What's up? Welcome to the Rick John Podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe. Enjoy.
Yeah, dude, I got a pack.
Do a lot of people call it Colorado?
Colorado?
Do they call it Rado?
Call it Rado? No, I don't think so. Maybe a couple of people.
Just the lamest nickname out there, actually.
I saw you're going to see Bullock, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Wait, Bullock? Where's Bullock live?
Bullock lives in Denver right now.
The big Brilliant. D.
Yeah, the big Not D. I thought the that
big
was Dallas.
D. The big D.
No, Dallas is the medium D.
The medium D.
And then Denton, Texas is the small D.
I think Dallas is bigger than Denver, though, isn't it?
I'm sure it is. I'm sure when people say that, they like mix together the whole DFW Metroplex.
Yeah.
When they're saying the big D.
The big FW.
Other little
D. We're in the big FW.
We're in the big FW. The big FWTX. The Fitwix.
The
Fwits. Big Dak Prescott, though.
Yeah, that's extremely
blew out
sad.
His ankle.
Extremely
that
sad.
That was hard to watch, man.
I didn't even see it.
Dude, okay, so his leg was like, so like imagine like you have your legs straight out and then just imagine your foot just being completely sideways.
I think
it was like bad. Like he snapped
his ankle snapped like right above where like the movement of the ankle is.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. It was rough.
Dude,
People like to crap on him for like his ability, but like honestly, he's a way better quarterback than I ever thought he would be.
Dude, absolutely.
It's just the team around him can't do shit.
Yeah, dude. It's like what's a good example?
I mean, LeBron James carrying the Cavs in 07 to the finals with like Anderson Varejao and Booby Gibson. This has turned into the sports podcast.
Yeah, sports podcast. No, but you know what's crazy is that it really sucks for him in terms of like negotiating his future with the Cowboys because now, I mean, the Cowboys owners, like they have all the leverage now.
He banked on himself taking that franchise tag. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, Dak, we really like you. We think you're great. The reverse ankle is a problem.
Yeah.
The completely shattered foot that you have to stand on, that's
Dude,
a problem.
It's so sad though, because he lost his brother and then like he's like going through like that depression phase. And
Dude,
then,
did you see?
And now this happened to him. It's really bad. So like now everyone's doing like the hashtag like, play for four, like, for number four, for Dak.
Did y'all see Skip Bayless?
He speaks out a lot.
Yeah, he did.
Did you see Skip Bayless when he was like, look, Dak, I get it. You went through a lot.
Yeah.
But you cannot be talking about this as the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. I was like, that's the most insensitive shit I've ever heard, dude. Like, just because you're
so happy for Dak, like...
Like you, just because you're an athlete, you can't talk about mental health. Like that's becoming such a big thing, especially with the lockdowns and shit, dude. Mental health has just become a shit show.
I think it's awesome that he's speaking out for mental health. You know, a lot of players, Hayden Hurst for the Falcons came up to him the other day after that game. It was just like, dude, like my mom and I started like a suicide prevention program. Mm-hmm. Just like, thanks for everything you're doing. Like, I mean, what was it? World Mental Health Day was like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's important that we do talk about that.
I think like, Kevin Love's big on that for the NBA.
Oh yeah,
we all have our expert levels of expertise. I have basketball. Chez has basketball, and Ricky and Chez have football, and I have no football. Like I don't. And that's not, dude. Being a kid from California and coming out to Texas is like two things that I just am garbage with that I like need to get kicked into high gear because I live here is golf and football.
Golf.
I don't play a round of golf and I don't know. I don't follow football at all. And it's really handicapping.
Dude, I'm really bad with basketball. Like I was eating dinner with my family the other night, or I guess it was a couple of days ago, the NBA finals, like when the Lakers won. And I turned to the TV, I was like, oh, hey, the Lakers are playing. Like, they're playing the Heat. And it's like 60-something to 30. I was like, oh, I guess the Lakers are going to win. Well, I didn't have any, like, built-up
stake in it, or any desire to
whereas like when I was watching the Stars, I was like, oh dude, I'm watching, you know, every single game, dude, like every people, single second.
Jake and your brother Wes, when we went over to watch one of the NHL games there, and they're like screaming every time there's a goal, just freaking out. I would hate to be their neighbors, just because they're just like, you're having a quiet dinner, you know, a little candlelight dinner, you just finished your work from home day, you probably ordered out, and then you just hear on the other side of the wall, fuck yeah, let's fucking go. Walls banging, floor shaking.
Dude, did you ever hear about the, so when Wes and Jake first moved into that place, their neighbors still thought that the previous people that were living there were still living there. So he just, like, they were like unpacking and like moving in and stuff, and then this guy just walked in and just like was standing in the kitchen and was like, I don't even remember his name, let's just say his name is Dave or something. He walks in, he's like, oh well, I'm your neighbor Dave. It's like does Brandon not live here anymore? He's like, well, we're not Brandon.
What if he just made it like super weird? Nope. He just goes, well, go ahead.
Yeah, so apparently it was like weird because he was like making small talk like while he completely just infiltrated their
Oh my god.
But I don't know if they're like, I guess they're like probably good friends now, but
what if you made it like super weird? He walks in, he goes, yeah, Dave and I were super close. I'm just kind of hoping that we can be just as close, if not closer. So in my mind, this is an open door policy where I can kind of just wander in.
Yeah, it's like, so actually, you know, with my past neighbors, you know, Brandon, I actually gave him a key to my place. So,
I would just love it if I got a key to your place now, or if I could just keep the one that I have, that would be cool.
Just like just really
being in the space.
Yeah.
Actually, what if we just broke down this connecting wall and we just made it a quadruple bedroom? Like,
it's like, yeah, let's just knock down the walls, make this a big open concept. Just, oh my gosh, it's like, yeah, you know, like I have my living room, but Brandon's living room, you know, it just hits different.
Yeah, Jake and Wes just get up in the morning, and Dave is just sleeping on the couch, and he's like, sorry guys, your couch is just so comfortable. Is this your blanket? Sorry.
Oh my gosh. Dude, you know what I've been trying to do is, do they still do those, this is sort of like complete U-turn on what we were just talking about.
But, that's the point of the pod, dude. Just take it where the wind blows us.
I see that McDonald's is really running with this marketing thing where they're like grabbing celebrities and like figuring out their orders.
Yeah. What hip hop artists can we sign?
Yeah.
Like,
and I never
their meal.
I never tried the Travis Scott meal, and I don't know if it's still a thing, but now they have some like Latino artist that has one now.
Is it Bad Bunny?
I never heard of him. I know what you're talking about.
Is it Bad Bunny?
No, it's not Bad Bunny. Hannah said like, yeah, why didn't they do Bad Bunny, like someone that was more relevant?
J Balvin.
I don't know.
Chess, did you ever get the Travis Scott burger?
No, I mean, it doesn't seem like that great of a deal. You're just getting like what, a double quarter pounder with like a Sprite. And also that whole Cactus Jack sent me thing, the memes that came about
yeah.
that, like,
were so funny.
It is. McDonald's like, oh, it's lit. Give me a burger.
Dude.
You guys ever see that video that Barstool posted?
Yeah.
Like, Cactus Jack sent me.
Yeah.
It's lit, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the guy's like, what can I get you, sir?
Or it's like,
I wonder if in the Travis Scott, like, marketing meeting when they were like, all right, we got to plan out what your meal is going to be that we're rolling out, and he's like, oh man, I just love getting the ice cream every time from McDonald's, and they're like, that we can't do that. Studies show that at least 70% of our ice cream machines are broken at any given time. We cannot we cannot promise that
the new meal
like,
includes a McFlurry, and I'm like, this isn't gonna work in like 90% of your
and it is J Balvin.
He did so for you guys, do you know who J Balvin is?
No.
He does the Mi Gente song where it's like, I'll play it on Spotify.
No, but with the Travis Scott thing, you know, it's like everyone wants like a thing from like whatever Travis Scott's thing is. So like when it's Astro World, people will spend whatever dollar figure you put on it. It's like, oh, I'm gonna buy it. So it's like the same thing with
should have picked up that merch.
Yeah, but people were stealing the Travis Scott meal like posters off of McDonald's.
Oh, I would do that too. That'd be sick. All right, this is J Balvin.
Oh, okay. Yep. All instantly. Right. Yeah. Everyone knows it now.
Everyone knows that song.
Oh, yeah. That's played at like every bar ever. Dude,
if you're a college kid and you see the Cactus Jack sign just sitting on a lawn, you'd be like, that would look really sick in my room.
Yeah. I saw some video where it was actually a TikTok or something. And this guy had like an entire like Chick-fil-A menu, like the ones that you would see inside of a Chick-fil-A. On the wall in his room.
How the fuck
like lit up
that?
And everything. I'm like, first of all, where did you get that? And second of all, why?
How do you steal one of those from the inside of a restaurant?
I don't know. It must be like a manager of one or
like one of those just like Mission Impossible Tom Cruise things where you just break into a Chick-fil-A at night. Or on a
that's
Sunday.
What I'm trying to do with the Fuzzy's Taco Shop neon sign, that Fuzzy's logo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I literally offered them like $300 one time. I was like, I'll take that from you if it's $300. And they're like, no.
The chick working there is like a high school student. She's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to do that.
or it's like quite the opposite. It's like, oh, I'm a high school student. I can make $300 right now.
Fuck yeah, take it. I'll give it to you for $200 if you have cash. Chez, is there a Fuzzy's out by you in Dallas? Because I know you were you were like the Fuzzy's ambassador of our fraternity at TCU.
Yeah, I mean there is one, but I don't know. It just doesn't really hit the same.
It doesn't hit the same.
The Fort Worth is the original location.
The Berry Street one.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The original Fuzzy's.
Oh, the OG.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know, I was actually talking to a couple of people who lived out in West Texas, and they were saying that like there's one in Amarillo that's basically just a giant bar. They don't even do food. Most Fuzzies that aren't in the DFW area, a lot of them don't even do food. They're just like places to like get beers and watch sports.
Interesting.
So like Mexican Buffalo Wild Wings.
Kind of like that. Yeah, like just huge TVs everywhere. Like they're all like propped up really high, and then it's just like one long bar.
Huh.
That sounds dope. I think I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a sports bar. Well, actually, no, we went to pub last weekend.
There you go.
Dude, we walked in at the probably the best 5 minute stretch of basketball in the entire bubble, which was like,
oh, that was phenomenal.
We like, I hadn't watched a single finals game just because I don't know why. I just didn't want to watch it or I didn't have any desire to watch it. But we walk in and it's like 5 minutes left. The Heat up one and it's just the best back and forth to force a game six, which obviously they blow in game six. But that was
close.
Just absolute close. Impeccable timing. It was incredible.
Oh, dude, that was a great night. And then, we went to Thompson's?
Yeah, we actually scheduled this podcast.
I don't remember
while
scheduling.
We were at Thompson's. And then Ricky,
really?
Yeah, dude, I sent out a Zoom invite on Saturday night at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I don't check my personal email. And then Johnny, I was on the phone with Johnny, and then he was like, okay, yeah, you're gonna be here at like 3 today, right? I was like, excuse me?
Huh? What? For what reason? The podcast.
Oh,
what are you
gosh.
Talking about?
That was so funny. I was like, oh, well, yeah, I've got like
player, man, that flayed my mind. It did what it said.
Dude, hey, I would like to point out that there were not that like there was no one there, obviously.
That was bizarre.
That was super weird. But I think because it was not packed, that we got a very large serving of that Mind Flayer. Dude,
do you think
that was huge. Are you kidding me? It was totally filled to the brim.
Dude,
I was like,
that is an expensive drink. That's like a $15 drink. So I want the full, like, you need to top that off. Do not leave any clear glass showing.
Yeah, oh my God.
I owe both of you guys some drinks after that.
Dude.
That was a good time. I didn't realize how good those, Deep Ellum Blind Lemonades were. Those were really tasty.
Yeah.
Those are really good. Yeah.
Really a good seltzer. Honestly, just going out in Fort Worth, that is just such a fun spot.
Yeah. Dallas is, Chez is not the biggest fan of DTD.
It's just very different. Very different from Fort Worth. Fort Worth is a lot more laid back. You know me, I'm a very laid back person.
We're big small town vibes podcast here.
Yeah. I'd say Fort Worth has definitely got more of that home feel than Dallas. Is just like sort of like
it's just so crazy.
Yeah, there's just, I don't know. There's just always something going on that, I don't know. I know what you mean. It's sort of like one of those things where it's like you don't know unless you've like lived in both areas.
Oh, so, I know. I haven't lived in Dallas and I know that I don't want to live there.
Yeah, like
Well, downtown at least.
I mean, it was a cool idea, you know, getting a place in Uptown and stuff and, you know, living next to like the AAC or something like that and just being able to walk everywhere. And, you know, Jake had a place there and it was awesome. I mean, you know, when bars were open and everything, it was perfect. Knowing people that had places there, because it's like, okay, like we'll go pregame there. I've got a place to stay.
Super fun to visit.
Yeah, I can just Uber there, and
1,000%.
It'll cost me like $5 for an Uber.
Or even like we'll just walk to the nearest bar and then Uber to the next place. It was so much easier. It's interesting how that has completely shifted in this course of like 7 months to the point to where there are places in downtown Dallas that we were talking about that you like can't even go anymore.
Yeah. Cause like either things are shut down or it's like, you don't want to go.
it's dangerous now. Like you told me Deep Ellum does not look good right now. Uber sketch.
It's a drinking spot now.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there at night.
Yeah. I went to Brain Dead Brewery.
Yeah, while we were supposed to be doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Ricky's like, I have a Zoom meeting that I got to go to for work.
I did have a Zoom meeting.
Snapchat stories at Brain Dead Brewing with Hannah.
Which it was perfect weather outside. Great food. I got a beer that was, I did not know was a stout. And that sort of
was it like a milky chocolatey kind of?
Yeah, and I was stouts.
Is that what a stout means?
It's like coffee, like thick consistency.
It's very
high alcohol percentage.
Like Guinness, like, right?
Yeah, like 14%.
No, those are the only ones I go for.
Yeah, see, it was just too dark for me at the moment. Anyway, so I was there, and, you know, during the day, it's like awesome. Everything's like colorful. Everything's open. You know, you have people walking around, going shopping. And then at night, dude, we went to a piano bar a couple weekends ago, or maybe last weekend, and dude, just walking out on that street, it just did not feel comfortable.
Yeah, you're just like, you're walking out of
it was not like I don't know,
the immediate turnaround from like good vibes to walking outside and going, yeah, maybe we should wait inside for the Uber.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Definitely strange that Dallas, you know, also put in place like the whole mask thing, and like bars aren't open. Bars are definitely open.
The bars are 1,000. We were literally at bars,
dude. Like there is an obscene amount of people there, like every night, regardless.
Oh, dude, Magnolia Street in Fort Worth, like just starting maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Every night, packed to every restaurant, every bar, just completely packed with people. Yeah. I mean, I don't blame them, dude. People have been shut inside their houses for 9 months, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to bounce. Like, I like going out.
Yeah.
So, but not to say that if you're staying home, you know, you can, that's a bad thing, or that going out is a bad thing. Yeah. You can do whatever you want. Let me do what I want. I'll let you do what you want.
Well, Chez, I think it's interesting that you really don't like Dallas. I mean, like, but it's also weird for me because I've been going around Dallas for, you know,
your whole life.
Like I'd say consistently for like, I don't know, like 15 years. And so because I've always lived like 15 minutes from downtown Dallas, like east of downtown. And then I went to TCU, but also my grandparents live in Fort Worth. So like I've been to Fort Worth and I've been to Dallas a lot. And
DFW expert.
Yeah, so it is, I do believe that there are a lot of things that are completely like polar opposites when it comes to Dallas and Fort Worth. Fort Worth is definitely more laid back, I agree.
And you think about Austin, and Austin is literally just someone just cookie cuttered a piece of California and just airdropped it into the middle of Texas.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think Austin, though, it's like one of those places where it's like you go and visit. It's like, well, I wouldn't want to live here right now, but I would definitely visit because there is a lot of cool stuff to do in Austin.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's jam packed. It's, I mean, it's so busy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, being like 15 minutes outside of it would be ideal.
Yeah.
If you, you know, if you were to move there.
Yeah.
And that's when, isn't that when the real estate gets like really expensive, is like that 15 minutes outside of Austin? Cause that was a, it's a really beautiful area and it's like, it's so close to the city and that's what they want. Rogan bought up all that property. Dude, Rogan's podcast has taken the biggest fucking nosedive ever since he, ever since, and Chez had, dude, I'm not going to spoil your take, but Chez had the exact, just most spot on reason as to why it is now ass cheeks. Chez, take it away.
Okay. So he used to do his podcast in LA and now he does it in Austin. And we were talking about this at Thompson's, from what I,
from what you've been told,
remember, I think we did that. But yeah. So he's in Austin right now and the quality of the guests went down. And I was theorizing that it's simply because he was able to get some amazing guests on his show because he's in LA. That's, I mean, that is primetime media hub of like the country, maybe even the world. You're going to find celebrities, you know, people like scientists, you know, just all the types of people he has on his show usually find themselves in LA for a photo shoot. Maybe they're shooting a movie. Maybe they're doing a guest appearance. Maybe they're doing a TED talk. They're going to be in LA though. Rarely are you going to find these celebrities just in Austin for something random. LA is just such a central hub and it just made too much sense to have his show there. But I do understand that, you know, he just signed his big deal with Spotify. He's got it made. I don't really think he, I think he knows that's kind of his last big true payday. And I'm pretty sure he just wants to be where he's happy. But, you know, the show is going to decline based on that.
Yeah. The not only have the guests declined, but the sound quality has declined. And that's what really irks me. I'm like, dude, Jamie, young Jamie, what the hell are you like? Why, you're not even trying, dude. You're just sitting there just being like, yep, sounds fine.
I'll just acoustics. It's got to be something with that, too. Mm-hmm. The way the sound bounces off the walls. I mean, a lot of people think it's super ugly too.
Oh, dude, people have just been shitting on it. And he's always like, he's like, yeah, guys, I don't really like it that much either. But when he moved in, he was like, this is the most amazing studio ever. Thank you so much to like Bill Thompson for building this out. And now he's like just shitting all over it. He's like, dude, yeah, no, we're getting a new studio. Well, we are getting a new studio.
It was super cool when I saw like the base, like architecture of it. Mm-hmm. You know, when he just had like the paneling up, there was no color in there. It was like right down to just like the wood base that they had on there. I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to look so sick. And then it turned out that the walls were red. And like,
it looks like the inside of a toaster.
Dude. It was like, it looks like the same color. So, y'all both know this, like when I was living at the Cordo house and we painted the walls like red and it was just like, it's just like one of those colors where it's like, I don't want to look at this.
And if you look at like, if you like just go like pick a screen grab from like any of the first five, conversations that he did in Austin, the camera angle changes every single time, the lighting changes every single time, and the audio changes it. So like they're clearly trying to figure it out in between, but they just can't.
Yeah,
they just can't. But I agree,
it really is a work in progress.
I agree with what you said, Chez. Like this is his big payday that he's getting. Like this is what he's worked his entire career for, is to ink the Spotify deal. So I mean, if I were him, you have zero incentive to like try and make it as good as possible. And then that combined with the fact that not a lot of people are going to just fly to Austin to be on JRE.
He hated LA too. I mean, you could just tell it was really just,
dude, LA sucks
him after a while.
LA is the worst place.
I've never been.
That was the topic so many times, was just, he's just complaining about, you know, LA and just all the infrastructure issues. And he's like, I've had enough and, you know, I've got the money. So,
and then he moves to Austin is literally LA 2.0. The infrastructure sucks. All the people there are from LA and there's way too many people there.
It is going through a lot of growing pains. I mean, the homelessness problem in Austin is like the closest thing that Texas has to what LA is going through right now.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's like even like, when I went to ACL in 2016, even then I was like, there is a just shit ton of homeless people here.
Yeah. It's mostly like all jam packed in one spot though.
Yeah. Do you remember when we went down there for formal? When did we go down there for formal? Like maybe 2 years ago?
I think it was like 2017.
Yeah. Are you talking about that underpass that's right by the homeless shelter?
Yeah. When we took pictures in my hotel room. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That formal there, we were walking back from whatever bar we were at, and we took a left down a street, and I just immediately turned on my heel and walked the other way. Cause it was like six straight blocks of tents.
Yeah.
And it was at like 1 a.m. and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not walking down this street in a suit with a girl wearing a dress. That's just not happening. Like,
yeah, but I mean, Austin, fun. Fun place to visit for sure.
Very fun.
I think that if you have the money, I would definitely like move in like the hill country over there. Like not, you know, really close to Austin, like probably like 15 minutes out.
You're a big Fredericksburg guy.
Fredericksburg is awesome.
But that's like a couple hours, right?
Yeah, that's that'd be like retirement home.
Yeah, that's like way outside Austin.
There's that'd a bunch be of like, wineries out there, right?
Yeah,
like it's Texas wine country.
Yeah, absolutely. Texas wine country. I've been one time, and Hannah and I went, and we absolutely just crushed wine tastings. It was awesome. They even have like a shuttle where you can go to like 5 or 6 of them in one day. It's a pretty cool place. So it's sort of like a hidden gem in Texas, in my opinion, because like you got to work to get there, like in terms of driving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very, very cool town.
Yeah, when I drove through there a couple weekends ago and it was packed, like it's definitely like a, I don't know if it's turning to so much into like a touristy spot, but it is definitely starting to get that vibe. But it's a very cool like small town feel.
Well, I mean, it's prime wine season right now.
There you go.
So that's when like the grapes are going to be their largest, like in October.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be their largest. They're going to have the vineyards completely like, you know, blown out. That's also when the like people start like getting the wine. Like people have like memberships out there. Like I did a membership at one of them. It's called Grape Creek Winery, which is probably one of the biggest ones out there. And I got a shipment. Oh yeah, weird. I got this shipment and I was supposed to sign for it.
You're doing the wine subscription?
Yeah.
Damn, big baller up in this bitch.
You just get like sent bottles of wine every week?
No, I got 3. And then like they send like every other month, mostly like during like the prime wine season. Like they'll probably send me another one next month. I think I have like a schedule. I'd have to check it. But anyway, so you know how you're supposed to like have proof of an ID,
mm-hmm,
and you're supposed to sign for it. Like that's like a Texas state law, like when they're delivering alcohol. And they just dropped it off in my driveway. I was like, dude,
no contact.
Yeah, I could have been like 13 and just been.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah. What if it was like it said fragile on it, but they just didn't care. They just tossed it.
They just do the two. So many videos on like Ring and all that of like people just chucking packages.
Yeah, dude,
like
they're doing the
drivers are just over it.
They're doing the two hand overhead soccer throw in.
Yeah.
But from their FedEx truck to your driveway with a crate of wine.
You know that one where like a lot of people in girls soccer do it, where like they like do a front flip.
Yeah, the front flip. Yeah. It's like this was less effort than me just walking up to your door and just delivering it. Oh my gosh, man.
Those Ring videos of them just like destroying packages. I think now Amazon, it's like you have to like, they're basically being recorded at all times where they're like, you have to walk up to the door and gently set it down.
Well, they have to like take a picture of it and everything and make sure that the package is presentable.
Yeah. Oh, isn't today Prime Day?
I don't know.
Is it, Chez?
It actually is. I saw that on Twitter.
Happy Prime Day, guys.
So what does that mean? what do I get out of that?
It's the day that everyone buys shit on Amazon that they don't need.
But what? It's just like at a discounted price?
Probably. Like everything is Prime shipping or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I should have waited till today. Or actually, no, because we're leaving tomorrow. Like me drunkenly buying a poker chip set.
Oh, dude.
I remember that.
I was like, you guys, we need to play cards together. I'm getting a poker chip set right now, which I'm glad I bought in the end because I'm bringing it to Colorado.
Actually, I did see about that Prime Day thing because I saw someone post something on... because, you know, everyone's doing like the mail-in, you know, ballot for like voting and everything. And so they were like, oh, like everyone like like you need to like chill on ordering things on Prime Day because it's going to like basically I don't know the like
it's gonna mess up the routes.
Yeah, it's gonna stuff. Mess up the routes.
Yeah, because it was gonna go stuff. It was gonna go perfect if they hadn't been buying stuff on yeah. Amazon. Other than that, that is the only deciding factor of mail-in voting.
Yeah,
working.
I don't know. I just saw something like that. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know about that, but
yeah, sick.
But
you know, dude, you know it's crazy that And I guess we're on the topic of mail now, which is great. I remember during like the early days of the pandemic when everyone thought the world was ending, like how much you realize like how good we have it now
yeah.
when one day shipping from Amazon went to it'll be here in 2 weeks, like how yeah. drastic of a change that was. Yeah. Like I was low-key, oh, yeah. I was pissed when I like tried to order something. I was like, it's gonna be here in 2 weeks? That's bullshit. And then I was like, God, we have it so good here.
Dude, my dad ordered like a blender on Amazon and he didn't get it for like 2 months.
Yeah, dude, it was like it just everything just went to shit for like five in the span of time. It went to shit for like 5 minutes and it was
every
and then
food product too was just like out. Like I was ordering it like a shit ton of snacks because I was like I'm gonna be inside like yeah. all this time.
Yeah,
and it was like yeah Welch's no you can't get those Cheez-Its no you're out of luck.
Yeah,
like,
everyone bought them all up.
It would take like 3 weeks to get there.
Yeah,
do you remember those assholes that were stockpiling hand sanitizer? They would like yeah. they bought like 10 grand worth of hand sanitizer from Amazon
and
they were gonna flip it yeah. and then
there was like the people posting like those like really like fancy graphics on their Instagram story like here's how to make your own hand sanitizer.
Yeah,
like, really come to this.
Yeah.
Oh my god, well, dude,
like
the hand sanitizer
hands and a handle of Tito's.
Talk about dude, seriously, at some restaurants and places that I'll go to, every place has a hand sanitizer thing now. And some of them, you'll put it on your hands and you'll smell it. And it literally just smells like, is this just a bottle of Everclear that you put yeah. a hand pump in the top of? It's just straight burning alcohol yeah. that you're putting on your hands. The hand sanitizer business I don't think they could have asked for a better scenario than
yeah.
COVID. Because there was this one dude that we had in studio and he was running an oil and gas company. Like they would work on oil wells in Texas.
Okay.
And obviously the oil and gas business took a huge hit through yeah. all of this. And he decided to take the chemical plant that he owned and flip it into a hand sanitizer production uh-huh. plant. They were making like $3 million a month making the chemicals that they did do it for oil stuff. In 30 days, they were making $17 million.
Oh my God.
A month. Jeez. Just pumping out hand sanitizer. And he's like, yeah, we're probably not going back. Like,
yeah, this seems to be the better business.
This seems well, because, to be like
because,
the way to go.
I mean, the oil and gas business is an extremely like elastic market.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I mean,
very cyclical.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it could be up one day, it could be down like the next day. Like so, I mean, that's actually really, really smart. Just like using the facilities you have and just flipping that.
Yeah,
for
he's
profit.
Like, we already have it. Like, let's just Google how do you make hand sanitizer yeah. and then just buy those chemicals.
That's absolutely genius. Yeah. Do y'all remember though? I mean, when all this stuff like happened, like you know, the virus came over to the States and then it was like, oh, like the cases are like multiplying, and then there was like that fake text message that like that was like, oh, like they're gonna shut down the entire country, like there's gonna be a complete lockdown, and then everyone was just like
freaking
shit.
Out yeah yeah just, dude, that was
everyone
like,
ran to the grocery stores.
Yeah, it was oh, like paper. I can't believe people fell for that, because it was like, hey, don't share this text with anybody, but like my neighbor's brother's cousin-in-law
in the military
is way high up in the military, and he said that Trump's gonna put out a whole lockdown shut yeah. thing, and just like, and everyone just started sharing it like yeah. crazy, and I sent it to my family, and they were just like, or no, my family sent it to me after we found out it was fake, and I was like, yeah, this is fake, and they went,
dude,
thank God.
I remember
stress-free people are the yeah. ones who had been days when this all this shit went down.
Yeah,
that had what?
The head bidets. They're like,
yeah. Dude, that's so true. That's so true. Oh my gosh.
I almost bought one like when the solid. I was like, you know, if toilet paper's hard to find, like I may as well get one.
I think you can buy like a cheap one on Amazon and like install it in like 2 seconds.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I think what's so funny about this too is like I bet you there were so many doomsday preppers just watching the news with their hands behind their head, just going like, fucking told you.
Yeah.
I told you.
It's like, I've had this, locked away for 30 years, but here we are.
Dude, everyone started buying guns. Everyone started buying toilet paper. Yeah, everyone started buying tissues and paper towels.
Yeah, it was really interesting watching all the, the anti-gun activists all of a sudden buying
guns now, dude. Everyone's stressed. Well, you know what the good thing about this is now I bet you, I wonder what the percentages were pre and post COVID of the amount of people that had at least 30 days of food on hand, a firearm, and a bug out bag. Yeah. I bet you that number has just skyrocketed since then. Which is good, because now this was a good test run for something like that. That could, like, a black swan event like this could happen, and it has happened.
Yeah.
And it, shit could go sideways really fast.
Yeah. I just remember being in the grocery store and I just got like 10 cans of just like black beans.
Oh yeah, dude. Big bean guy. Big Goya beans guy.
Built like a baked bean. Yeah, but it was like hectic. I mean, it was like, I saw all these people like, getting produce. I'm like, you guys are idiots. That's going to spoil.
I got to get my greens in now.
It's like, it's like all the, the clean eating, like vegetarians and stuff. They're like, we're going to have to start growing potatoes in the backyard.
Yeah, dude. And I'm just like, fuck it. Let me buy all the party size bag of Doritos. Yeah. Those are never going to go bad.
I was like, or buying like frozen pizzas. Like, it's not going to expire for like 3 years. Dude,
frozen pizzas were emptied. I remember walking through a Walmart and it was just like the whole frozen section, any kind of frozen microwavable dinner, gone. Everything just picked clean completely. And I'm sure pizzas were the first to go. Speaking of food, I'm doing something a little radical.
Radical.
I'm trying out a new diet.
Like when you went vegan and then like lost like a billion pounds.
I went vegan for 30 days and I lost 25 pounds. So do that.
That can't be healthy.
Do with that what you will, listeners.
No way that's healthy.
Do with that what you will. I've since obviously put all of that weight back on. I'm trying a carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet.
All meat all the time. That's it. Nothing else.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I actually got to Google like what actually constitutes the carnivore diet, but I know I can eat red meat, and so that's all I've had today.
So it's interesting that you say that. Have you watched the like Zac Efron like environmental thing, like his Netflix documentary?
No, I don't really follow Zac Efron's every move.
It was okay. It was on like the What's New thing, but anyways, he visited this place in Italy where it has the largest number of centurions, so like people that live to 100 or over 100.
Oh, I thought you meant like the half horse, half
no.
half man centaurs.
No, not a centaur. Yeah, they got a horse body and like, oh my gosh.
It's just a jacked upper body.
But basically their entire diet was like consisted of like, like vegetables and like carbs in like a low protein diet. So
I think that's the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it's like really interesting that
it's it's like pita bread and olive oil.
Yeah.
And like tomatoes, and that's
like
it.
Pasta.
And these people are just, well, dude, you know what they're not eating is they're not going to In-N-Out. They're not going to Cane's. They're not going to Chipotle. Like, as Chipotle is healthy, as healthy as Chipotle is, it's still salty ass fast food.
Yeah.
And
so much sodium is in everything that you don't prepare yourself.
Yeah. I've heard, speaking of like Europe and stuff, have you heard like portions? I've never been to Europe, but like I've heard portions overseas, like even when you go to restaurants, are like half the size of what you get in America. And then you go to like you go to like San Antonio. Like I went to San Antonio like 3 weeks ago. I wasn't that hungry and I ordered a shrimp quesadilla thinking that would be something small. They brought me out 12 pieces of quesadilla and like a whole bowl of sour cream. And I was like, I'm not going to eat this myself. I was trying to get something light. But I mean, it just over there, it's like half the serving of what you'd get anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, like they compared like KFC, like portion sizes, and like this YouTube video I was watching. And like, honestly, like the large soda there in overseas is like the medium here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like it's basically like if you order a small here, it's a medium over there. Like everything's a size up here.
Yeah.
But they don't label it that way.
We do. Yeah. And it just, it makes so much sense when you drive past a gas station, you see the 69 cent big gulp. And
yeah.
It's like, get 48 ounces of Dr. Pepper for 70 cents.
Dude, oh my gosh. Jeez.
Remember but, when they tried to ban big gulps everywhere?
Yeah, dude. Like, or no, that was in,
get rid of this.
That was Bloomberg in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, because when he was running for president, I remember they were just trying to bring up all this shit on him. And he was like, they were like, he tried to ban soda. You want the guy who wants to ban Coke?
Yeah.
Your president. And everyone's just like, oh, fuck that. Give me my next big gulp.
It reminds me of the Parks and Rec episode where like they've yeah. got the Paunch Burger and it's like a 64 ounce like soda, yeah. but like they dump like a gallon of sugar in it or something.
Yeah, they're like, this is the, they're like, how
this
big
is the, this is this the,
is 56 ounces. This is our small.
Ron pulls
no,
up.
No, they call it,
like, this is America.
They call it toddler size, but it's like,
it can, like, fit an actual toddler.
Yeah, but, yeah, toddler. Yeah, because it can actually fit a full-size toddler in it. But if you look at the bright side of, like, having those portion sizes, and, like, the portion sizes, especially in Texas, are just, like, massive.
Insane, yeah.
If you think about it from a financial, like, perspective, if you're getting all that food for, like, you know, a reasonable price, then you're like, oh, I'm getting two meals out of this, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I go the about
cost,
that.
The cost savings are ridiculous.
Yeah, I go about that sometimes. It's like, if I go out to dinner and it's like, okay, I have like an appetizer and then I have like dinner, like unless I'm super hungry, I most likely won't like clean my whole plate.
Yeah.
So it's often like lunch for the
next
day.
You're a big leftovers guy.
Huh? I'm a big leftovers guy. I got leftover steak that I need to
eat. Waiting for you?
Yeah.
Back in D-Town?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
it's pretty sick.
Anyways, that was just my perspective on it. But yeah, so like the centurion thing. Yeah. So that apparently they eat carbs, like vegetables. And
can you, I can't even imagine being like a hundred. Can you imagine being like 105 and everyone's like,
no,
keep going, keep going, live as long as possible. And you're at some point, you got to be like, dude, fuck this. I'm so done. I can't even get out of bed. I can't even wipe myself.
Dude, well, imagine those people. I mean, like, you know, was it that World War II veteran who's like 103 or something?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, imagine living through two world wars and being and like, and
seeing
like
the iPhone, and then someone shows your great granddaughter shows you TikTok, and you're just like, we're
like,
doomed.
It's like, yeah, yeah. It's time to go.
I'm all right. I'm gonna head out.
Oh my Dude, gosh!
I didn't realize how big these TikTok kids were.
They make so much money. It's there's
they
way
make
more money in it than
so,
YouTube now.
So much money. It's unbelievable. Like, I saw Portnoy just started a podcast with a TikTok kid, and he posted it on Instagram, and I clicked on the kid's profile. Kid had like 8 million followers.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never even heard of this person.
Yeah.
I don't even have the app.
Like, I don't have the app.
Don't have it.
Yeah, I don't have it. Lauren, I'm putting you on blast. She's never going to listen to this. Lauren, I'm putting you on. Lauren is on TikTok all the time. Like, it's all she watches, and she'll send them to me, but she has to send them over text. And it's so annoying.
Dude, same with Hannah. So here, I'll check mine real quick. I don't ever use it, but let's see. In my inbox, I have...
You have the app? They're stealing your data.
I have 70...
Oh, my company is
70.
I know.
I have 72 messages from Hannah that I haven't. And so she'll
oh,
have to...
My God. You get to a certain point where you're like, this is too many. I'm not even going to try to read these.
She's my only follower on mine because I don't post things and I don't do anything. So she has to text them to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you get the immediate response where it's like, Ricky Phillips laughed at your text.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't even open it.
Yeah.
Isn't it cringe? Like, as much money, Chez, as there is in TikTok, isn't it cringy when you see people that you know making TikToks?
Yeah, it's especially when you see them in the act of it. Like, I was walking.
Oh, like in real. I thought I meant like just watching it on the app.
Oh,
like.
Oh, definitely. But I was walking after Saturday morning after we went out, and I got some fuzzies. And I just walked around campus a little bit just to, like, you know, see TCU again on game day. And I saw this girl like propping up her phone on a bench outside of like Waits Hall or whatever. She like started doing this. I was like, there are people around. Like, you have no shame.
No shame. And she gets like 10 likes and she's like, I'm getting there. I'm going to make it.
I remember when TikTok like first started blowing up and I went to like a pregame here in Fort Worth and I saw like a couple sorority girls like in the kitchen area and they started doing those dances. I was like, I cannot believe what I just witnessed.
Well, what's so funny is like, that's what our parents and grandparents are saying when they like see us posing for pictures. They're like, look at these idiots.
Yeah.
For their Facegram or Instabook.
Yeah. Dude.
Do you think Instagram is going to die out? I feel like it's starting to slow down a little bit. Like you see, obviously it's still a massive platform, but the amount of changes that they're making and implementing now, like there's a shopping part now, there's Reels, which is basically TikTok. Like they're really trying to like kick that shit into high gear. And it makes me wonder if it's dying a little bit.
It's the fact that I don't have a TikTok. I have an Instagram, I have a Twitter, and I have a Facebook. I think that's pretty much all the ones that I use.
What about Snapchat,
I guess. Yeah. And I see TikToks on all four of those platforms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all just reposted.
That's kind of what Vine used to be. I mean, Vine was all over Twitter at a time, but like,
and Instagram, you know,
Vine died and TikTok looks like it's only getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I bet you the guys who started Vine are just kicking themselves right now going like, we literally had this concept built out. It just wasn't at 2020 standards of where it needed to be, like the extended length of videos, filters, adding music and like all just shit like that. They were like, that was TikTok 1.0.
I think that a big difference between Vine and TikTok though is like the platform itself. Like Vine never was like, I don't think Vine was ever like a market, like used for marketing whatsoever. I think it was just
it's 6 second videos.
Yeah, seconds videos. So it's like now you've got TikTok where you can do like what I think it's like a minute videos.
I think, isn't it like 120 or 2 minutes?
Something like that.
Yeah, and a lot of people, it's sponsored content, right? A bunch of ads.
Yeah, it's huge sponsored content. And it's like, oh, well, like we can just make like a 30-second video. It's like basically like doing just commercials like on a social media app, but like disguising it as like, you know, your own content. It's like that South Park. It's like the ads are only getting stronger.
Dude, the
they're ad walking thing, among us.
The ad thing is unbelievable. Okay, so I bought a pasta. I was talking to my mom on the phone. I was asking her recommendations for pasta sauces. Mm-hmm. And she told me to get something called Rouse. It's spelled R-A-O. So we said the name Rouse multiple times over the phone. I then took a picture of the Rouse bottle and put it on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. And just today, I got an Instagram ad for Rouse Soup.
Absolutely.
Just, it's freaking crazy.
Absolutely.
But what I was about to say is, by far the most, even more cringe than TikTok, is the discovery for Snapchat. Like the Snapchat news.
Oh my God, yeah.
There's some shows on there that are just like...
And even this is all about TikTokers. Like Bella gets TikTok comment ban. Charlie D'Amelio, everyone knows her from TikTok. Charlie opens up about therapy. Like it's bleeding into everything.
But I think what's insane is that people actually give a shit about that.
Oh, dude, it's
like
so
who
sad.
Cares people, what this? Yeah. Who cares if this person's going through therapy? You don't know them personally. Like, sure, you can wish them well, but like, don't like revolve your whole life around it.
We're just at that age. We don't understand what's quote unquote cool.
People need to reconstruct their life and choose...
Pick their priorities.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Chez, do you know... have you seen Patrick Mahomes' younger brother on Snapchat?
Dude, yeah, Jackson.
Jackson Mahomes is the...
tweet about him the other day.
Cringiest fucking person I've ever... What's the tweet?
So you saw... Are you still on Twitter, right?
On my desktop, yeah.
Okay. It was like, so Patrick Mahomes, obviously is getting married to his girlfriend. He just signed a $500 million contract and his girlfriend is pregnant or soon to be wife, fiance is pregnant. And it was like the baby, like that baby's gonna pop out, and Jackson Mahomes is gonna force that kid to do TikTok dance. He's gonna be like abused by the end of it. He's gonna be like, "No, I don't want to fly.
Get in the fucking TikTok, nephew." Oh god, he's like his like my buddy will just send me his Snapchat stories out of the blue. And there was one that he sent me yesterday of this kid getting off of a private jet, and he had the pilot record a video of him getting off the jet, and he walks down the stairs and gets on the runway and does the whole like just like little modeling moves and like lifts up his shirt a little bit. And I was like, what the fuck has this kid done to other than being the brother of an NFL quarterback? Like, it's so annoying.
He's living the life, though. I mean,
yeah, props to him.
That'd be pretty sick. I mean, outside of being Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, dude. Oh no, dude. His life is even better. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to play football. He doesn't have to like be under pressure situations to win a Super Bowl. He's just like, yeah, hey, bro. Like, where's my allowance?
Being in that position, it's like if you're the brother of like you know MVP, you know, Super Bowl champion, like all that, like one of the greatest quarterbacks in the league right now. It's like even having that segue from knowing his brother is like even a good enough network to like work with, because that kid is like involved with everything that's going on. Tons of things.
I can't even imagine how many people approach even his brother to be like, "Yo, bro, like, what's up?
Yeah.
Let's hang out."
Like, just even like knowing his brother would be like a big deal to a lot of people.
Dude, fame is a double-edged sword. Everyone says they want to be famous. Oh, Ricky's getting a spam call.
Spam call.
Everyone wants to be famous until they actually are, and then they're like, "Yeah, the money and the you know influence is cool, but God, it can get so annoying."
Yeah.
Because there's some people who can't even go to the store. Like, you can't, like, if we were both famous and we walked in here to do this podcast, like, we wouldn't even make it to the door.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about, this area isn't, like, super
populated. Yeah, not yet. Dude, you know the apartments right here used to be a gypsy RV park?
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, they were forced out?
Yeah, dude,
or
stole their land.
RVs, yeah. At least they had RVs.
Yeah, go park them shits over there. Yeah. We're building apartments here.
Oh my gosh.
We're pulling up at time.
Dude, it's like 78 in here. I'm like sweating.
Do you want to turn the air on?
No, I don't want to ruin the sound quality.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I imagine that's why you turn it on.
I will make people sweat when they're in here. They're like, "Can I turn the air on?" And I'm like, "No, the sound quality will defeats the sound quality." And they're just like sitting there just going like, "Yeah, so tell me about your upbringing and your life and stuff." And they're just like, "Give me another water."
Yeah. They're just wringing out their shirt.
Should just get a Niagara water bottle sponsor at this point.
You know what I need is one of those misters like that they have at SeaWorld
or Six Flags.
Six Flags, and just like every 20 seconds it just goes tss, and you get a little mist and cool you down.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I don't even know how we wrap these up. How do we end these?
I don't know, dude.
Well,
I'm excited to go to Colorado.
Colorado's going to be fun. Big trip.
Oh, Johnny hasn't been to Colorado.
I've never been.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's so nice.
I'm excited.
So nice.
Is it going to be snowing?
It's not going to be snowing. It's going to be cold. Normally, the first snowfall in Colorado is at the very end of October or in the beginning of November.
Can I flex?
It's denim jacket season.
Can I flex Absolutely. Really quick? Speaking of jackets, can I just do a little baby flex?
Okay.
I bought this jacket. I might have told you guys this already. It was made from the same material that they use to insulate NASA spacesuits.
So,
and it's a quarter zip.
So you're an astronaut?
Dude,
I think you're qualified at this point.
Astrophysics, screw it. As long as I got the
Elon
jacket.
An email to
go
see
to
if I can
test it out. You should test it out. Just go to space real quick and wear it. I'll only wear that.
Yeah, he died immediately from the lack of oxygen, but his body temperature was great. Like he was at normal levels. All other things considered, he was functioning at full capacity.
So what is it, like a specific brand?
It's called Oros.
Oros?
O-R-O-S.
Oros. Huh.
They're like, obviously I got like the on sale, like the cheapest thing they have there. Cause they're like the jacket, dude, some of the jackets are like $500.
Yeah, dude. That's like ski jackets.
Yeah.
Like, they can get like up to $1,000.
I didn't spend that much for whoever's listening. I spent like, it was like $50.
Okay.
So. But I think it's because it was like a salmon colored.
salmon color.
I look like Andy Bernard from The Office when I wear it.
Spending like $800 on a jacket that like the most redeeming qualities, you can just like send it into space. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, this is.
Oh my god. Yeah, just like this jacket was actually in space.
Yeah,
we launched it into space and retrieved it. That's why it's so expensive.
Yeah, return mission for the for the jacket. Yeah, no, but those, I mean, if you get a nice ski jacket, like it'll last forever. Also, I have a ski jacket. It's like a Columbia one, and it's a really expensive one that I bought literally 6 years ago. And I continually use it, and I don't have to wear like anything under it, and I'll be like super warm.
Like you could be completely naked and just wearing this Columbia jacket and walk around in Alaska. Like,
zip open the jacket, it's just my skin. Yeah, but yeah,
cool.
It'll be fun.
It'll be a good time.
I didn't know that you haven't been to Colorado. It's a really cool place. There's middle of the Rocky Mountains is where we're going, and. It'll be cool. It'll be a nice change in the weather, which I'm really excited for.
Rocky Mountain oysters on deck.
Yeah. Have you had one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I'll try one though.
You know what they are?
Bull testicles.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can get those here. They're called calf fries.
I feel like those wouldn't be as good.
What? They're the same thing. It's just a different name. I don't know. Have you had those, Chez?
I have. I had them at somewhere in downtown Fort Worth.
Yeah.
I think it was Riata Brunch had them.
Okay. Okay. What's the steakhouse called that's down there?
Del Frisco's.
No, it's the one with the big
Texas Day
cow on the top. Cattleman's. I think it's Cattleman's. Anyways, it's like a steak place, and they have those there.
Cattleman's. So. Cattleman sounds like the name just sounds like it's like the Applebee's of steakhouses. Like what's that? What's that Texas version of it? It's got like a longhorn on it, not saltgrass, like bighorn or something. I think it's called Longhorn Steakhouse.
Longhorn yeah, Steakhouse.
It's probably. Like they're legally only allowed to open up outside of Marriott hotels on the side of the freeway.
Or like that was like the case with before they went bankrupt and out of business was Bennigan's. You remember Bennigan's? You never been to a Bennigan's? Oh, or like a Cheddar's.
Cheddar's Scratch. I see it every time I drive to Dallas. I see it. It's on the side of the road.
I see it all the time.
Yeah. I always think of you, Chez, when I drive past. And I was like, hey, Cheddar's.
Oh, thanks.
Now I'm hungry, though, because I haven't eaten anything.
Well, it's good. We'll wrap up this episode. So, everyone, thank you for listening. If you've gotten to this point in the episode, you obviously have a very wide open schedule. 56 minutes in. Chez, any parting words? This isn't PCP. This is like,
all right.
This is just shoot the shit talk.
You know, had fun with you boys last weekend. Enjoy Colorado. I will be there soon as well. Y'all keep just trucking along. Super happy for you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for
having
me.
We had a blast last weekend.
Yeah, it was. And on the podcast.
Have to do it again.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and dude, and now like that, Rick, you just need one of those. Like that audio coming from there sounds great.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, that'd be perfect. I believe I have a headset. So
yeah,
or I can go get one.
That works fine.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I see
a webcam too, so I can do it on my desktop. So we don't have to have these two separate.
I do.
Yeah, we have two Chez's and two the Zoom from two the different computers.
I'm surprised it actually works.
Do you think I could use my PlayStation camera?
Yeah.
Like my VR camera.
Do it in VR.
Yeah. The VR. Just like hook up to a Zoom call and just like. Have y'all like in a big screen. Dude, that would be bizarre.
That would be so weird.
All I see is black except for y'all's screens. Yeah, that would be scary.
Oh, that was a doozy, wasn't it? Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, or if you're already subscribed, share it with somebody. Thanks. See you on the next one.